I'm Farai Chidea. This is The Takeaway.
And I'm Lynn Scherr. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had some tougher talk to Iran today. Speaking from Thailand, she said Washington is prepared to upgrade the defense of its allies in the Gulf if Iran continues to develop its nuclear program. Secretary of State said that if the United States extends a defense umbrella over the region, these are her words, if we do even more to support the military capacity of those in the Gulf, she said, it is unlikely that Iran will be any stronger or safer. Well, what does she mean? What is she talking about? Joining us to assess what sounds like pretty tough rhetoric from the administration is the BBC's John Lahn. Hi, John. Are you there?
Yes, hello there.
John, tell me where you're joining us from.
I'm in London because I was expelled by the Iranian authorities a month ago.
During the problem, shall we say?
That's right. During the disputed problems that followed the disputed presidential election.
Okay, let's talk about these comments from Hillary Clinton. And I'm sorry, I thought we had the actual clip from her. Well, maybe we'll get it in a bit. That you are leading BBC World News Bulletin is leading with these comments. Why are they so important?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton's addressing various audiences, really. Obviously, she's speaking directly to Iran, trying to get them to the table, trying to get them into serious negotiations about their nuclear program. But I think, realistically, the administration knows they're not going to get much change out of the Iranian government, particularly at the moment when they're all tangled up in their dispute over the presidential elections. So it's also a signal to other countries in the region. The administration, my understanding is the administration, the West in general, is concerned about Iran, of course, but also maybe about the reactions to a possible Iranian nuclear program. Now, we know, of course, about the many threats there have been from Israel, for example, for a unilateral military strike, but also worries that particularly Arab countries might push their nuclear programs forward, particularly, for example, Saudi Arabia, which could perhaps even go to Pakistan and say, could you give us some help in trying to produce our own nuclear weapons if we fear that Iran is or is about to have a nuclear bomb?
So there's a whole, no pun intended, there's a whole chain reaction then if this sort of thing would happen.
Absolutely. And equally, this diplomacy, well, just like what's going on in Iran, really, the diplomacy is multi-layered because the other thing, as Mrs. Clinton has almost admitted openly, is that by going to Iran and by opening the door for negotiations, they can then turn around in a few months' time and say to Russia and China, look, we've tried our very, very best. You said we should have dialogue, we should have talks. We've done that. We've opened the door to Iran. We've had no change from them. Now it's your turn to step up. You know, you've got to vote for new sanctions, which are going to be coming on the agenda in the next few months.
John Lahn with the BBC speaking to us from London. Just briefly, if you can, what do you think a defense umbrella, which Secretary Clinton has described today, what do you think that might look like?
I'm not sure there's any very concrete ideas. I think it's more a words of reassurance that the United States will stand behind these countries and that Iran won't make any benefits by getting a nuclear weapon.
Can you briefly, John Lahn, tell us about the situation in Iran right now? Things seem to be calmer in 10 seconds. What's the outlook there?
There's still continued demonstrations on the streets. There were demonstrations yesterday. We're not quite sure of the scale of them. And at the same time, there's great disputes within the elite, within the government itself. So I think in no way has President Ahmadinejad consolidated his position.
John Lahn with the BBC speaking to us from London about the state of Iran. Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.